please pass these bills for the safety of our officers, for the safety of the community. These bills are there to make it safe.
Honolulu Police Chief Susan Ballard implored state lawmakers yesterday to approve four bills that aims to prevent gun violence. Both the Senate and the House will hear the measures today, dealing with subjects like banning magazines that carry more than 10 rounds of ammunition. Lawmakers say the bills would close loopholes and prevent shootings like the Diamond Head incident. House Judiciary Chair Chris Lee says one of the measures would prevent people from buying ammunition for guns that aren't registered to them.
This measure does not infringe upon the rights of anyone who legally owns a firearm, but allows those who are responsible gun owners who have legal title to them and have them properly registered to just show that registration, which would allow them to buy ammunition. And this will go a long way toward helping to keep ammunition and firearms out of the wrong hands.
Gun rights advocates argue these measures penalize law-abiding citizens, and that not enough is being done to help the mentally ill or prevent criminals from getting weapons. Lawmakers argue the bills have mental health provisions in them, and that although it doesn't entirely solve the issue, it's a start. But there are those who think the bills don't go far enough, and the state could have even stricter gun laws. Ellen Carson is a gun control advocate.
We have in Hawaii the only state in the nation that has an assault weapons law that fails to ban assault rifles or large capacity magazines. And those are used frequently on the mainland in regards to mass violence, and we would like very much to avoid that in Hawaii.
Carson agrees the bills are a good start, but she would like to see lawmakers push for measures that she says would keep Hawaii as one of the safest states in the country. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.